Yeah.
Mr. Butterfield's waiting at his desk for 5 minutes.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Did you have Mr. Ehrlichman calling?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello?
John.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling you to on a reminder. I talked to Mitchell and Dole on the way back and on the busing and, you know, general school thing. And I just wanted to emphasize the point that seems to be quite clear that we're probably reaching a time and we're going to have to not just say something but do something. I don't know what, but... You of course have heard the report on Griffin, how he's even diddling around with the constitutional amendment of all people, and of course it's the thing that's saving him in Michigan. But I want you to know that I mentioned it to Mitchell, and you should be working on it too in your shop.
Right.
Okay.
Righto.
There isn't any question I could tell from meeting those people over there that when you get out among the people in the hustings there, that's a hell of an issue, you know.
Yep.
Tennessee, Michigan.
The constitutional amendment route opens up a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Because of all of the other constitutional amendments that are hanging fire.
Yeah. Sure.
And so we're trying to find our way around that.
Right.
There's going to be a big floor debate in the House now on the $1.5 billion emergency school aid money.
Yeah.
And it may be that we get a chance to jump in there.
Sure, sure.
So we'll watch for it, and then we'll be coming to you after you get through Thursday with your phase
Well, that,
two
of course, deals only with that phase of it, the amendment on that point.
Right.
It really gets down to a pretty basic thing that, when you look at that Detroit decision and that crazy judge out there and everything, it just really, really, it seems as if we ought to consider more something else. I don't know. But don't rule out the constitutional.
Oh, I don't at all. Okay. I think we just have to understand the implications.
Sure,
we'll be ready to talk to you about it.
Women's lib and 18 other things.
That's the problem. They're treating it like a traffic code, you know. They're just nothing at all over the place. But
sure.
When you get clear of your Thursday night speech, why, we'll be ready to talk to you on it.
Well, I don't know if Mitchell's ready yet. He said he was still working on it.
Yeah, we had a long meeting with him on Monday on it.
Yeah.
And there's still some work to do, but I think we can be ready by the end of the week, probably.
Fine. Okay, John.
Very good.
Fine.